Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What's going on, Packers fans? Happy Monday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. Happy Labor Day. Hope your weekend is going safe and wonderful and happy and all those beautiful things. Shout out to our brand new Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube members, Jelly King Ice and Michael O'Connor. Appreciate both of you guys for signing up. As I mentioned the other day, it is a beautiful time to do so. There's going to be a ton of members-only content. Andrew Mertze, Kyle Fellows just did an awesome episode. They're going to be doing some history of the Packers stuff, which is really fun to dig into. Aaron Nagler doing a weekly episode with me for members. There's Ross Uglum's going to have a bunch of stuff. It's a great time to sign up, not to mention the members-only Q&A, the Pick'em League. It's all out there for you. Make sure to check out those Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube memberships. Today, I am incredibly excited to dig into how the Packers can actually utilize Micah Parsons. We've broken down the trade, why it's advantageous, how it got to this point. And now I think the final piece of the puzzle is to go over how he's actually going to be able to impact this Packers defense in all the beautiful and wonderful ways that Jeff Hafley is going to be able to utilize him in his defense. And when I say the possibilities are endless, the possibilities are pretty much endless. So let's get into it right away. And we're going to go through these one by one by one and break down all the really fun and unique ways that Micah Parsons is going to be able to be utilized depending on how Jeff Hafley wants to use him on any given play, any given down against any given opponent. And that's really probably the best place to start. Number one on my list is the first way that you can utilize Micah Parsons is any freaking way that you want. Do whatever you want with him, and he's probably going to find a way to figure it out. He is in the elite of the elite in just ability to go almost anywhere on the field, do almost anything. He's a high-end athlete. He can rush, he can cover, he can spot, he can do all of it. We're going to go through all of it today, but do whatever you want with him. The world is your oyster, and there should not be very many limitations. I don't think you want him at corner, right? I don't think like an outside corner. The crazy thing is you can probably put him in sort of that, you know, like nickel safety role. And like that, like in specific instances, he probably could pull a little bit of that off. I've mentioned how I watched Giants film watching Isaiah Simmons and his ability to screen back and actually play some post safety. I wouldn't completely put it by Micah Parsons from being able to do that. I don't think it's the way that you want to utilize him, but we're just scratching the surface here on all the different things that Parsons can do. And I would be very, remiss to limit him in any sort of way. If Jeff Hafley and, you know, thinks he can do it, and if you want to try it, I'm not going to tell Micah Parsons that he probably can't do it. He probably can. That's the type of player that he is. But let's go through these one by one. But some of these are more obvious. Others are going to be, I think, a little bit more fun and a little bit more creative. But we'll just start with a 4-3 defensive end. All right. So as a 4-3 defensive end, you're going to probably use some form of Rashawn Gary, Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wooden, Micah Parsons as probably your base 4-3 defensive line. You can do a couple of variations. We'll go through some of those today, but that's probably your base 4-3 line. The first cool thing with Parsons is that you can utilize him on either side. If you want him at left defensive end or right defensive end, he can do both of those things. The other thing that's cool is you can use him as a wide nine. You can use him a little bit more of a tackle. Wherever you want to align him as a 4-3 defensive end, you can do that as well. And then, of course, he has a wide range of moves. He has the spin move. He's got we saw the Reggie White hump move. He can just beat you with speed off the edge. He's got speed to power. He's got a whole arsenal of ways that he can beat you. But if you just want to line him up in the most simplistic version of what you could possibly do, and by the way, week one against Detroit, I don't know that I need him doing a whole heck of a lot more in that game. If you're going to play him 30-ish snaps somewhere in that range, just line him up at defensive end and let him rush the passer. Doesn't need to be anything exotic or super creative in week one. If he's taking some time to figure out the defense and just ramping up from not practicing a ton, by all means, utilize him 30 snaps, put him at defensive end, and just let him rush the quarterback. That is a more than satisfactory way to utilize him. While the world is your oyster with different ways that you can go about using him, you don't have to get super creative. You can just let him go hunt. And that is kind of the number one A thing that you want him to do. So if you just want to put him at defensive end and say, hey, go get to the quarterback, he certainly can do that and can do it very well as a 4-3 defensive end. The next one is as a 4-3 off-ball linebacker. For those who don't know, Micah Parsons came into the league as an off-ball linebacker. He spent the majority of his time at Penn State as an off-ball linebacker. And then, you know, his rushing attempts were more as a blitzer than as a true pass rusher. And then Dallas got him. They kind of did a 50-50 split his first year of off-ball linebacker and pass rusher. And then he was just so dominant as a pass rusher that kind of became his full-time gig. But let's just say, okay, this isn't the case, by the way, but we'll play devil's advocate for a second. Let's say that Jerry Jones is right and that Micah Parsons is a liability as a edge defender in a 4-3 defense. Teams are just going to line up to run right at him and he's not going to be able to hold up at the point of attack. The entire idea is absurd, but we'll play along anyway, Jerry Jones. We'll play along. If that's the case, if he is struggling in some real way to hold up at the point of attack as a 4-3 defensive end, put him as the strong side linebacker. Problem solved. Less than a week ago, we were more than prepared to go into the season with Rashawn Gary and LVN as your defensive ends. At the time, of course, Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt, but even without Clark, if it's Colby Wooden and Devontae Wyatt as your defensive tackles, and then Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper, and probably Isaiah McDuffie, maybe Tyron Hopper as that third linebacker. We were all set and still believing that as a run defense, you were going to be very good in that situation. Put the defensive tackles aside for a second, because obviously it changes a little bit with Kenny being gone, but you still have Rashawn Gary and LVN as defensive ends. You still have Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker as your linebackers, and now you're upgrading your strong side linebacker from Isaiah McDuffie to Micah Parsons. That is a huge upgrade at that specific spot. And now you have an even better run defender in that role, and you haven't changed the integrity of your defensive ends or linebackers anywhere else. So even if he cannot hold up at the point of attack as a 4-3 defensive end, you have multiple ways that you can use him as a 4-3 off-ball linebacker. And should it be where you think that's even a better version of your defense, you know, you can do that too. Even if you think he can hold up, if you think that LVN and Gary are just going to be a little bit better as edge defenders than maybe Parsons would be, and Parsons is going to be an upgrade from Isaiah McDuffie as a 4-3 off-ball linebacker, you can do that too. And there's a lot of different nuances that you can utilize there too, where he comes down and ends up being a extra rusher. And we'll get into that with some of the amoeba style defense. Actually, let's just do it right now. Let's say that you want to do something like that, right? Check this out. You've got a line that consists of Rashawn Gary, and then you've got Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wooden, and LVN as your four defensive linemen, right? And then that same three-man linebacker group that we just talked about. You've got Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, and Micah Parsons. All you have to do in that situation, that's a true 4-3, right? Two defensive ends, two defensive tackles, and three off-ball linebackers. Now, what if you do this? What if you kick LVN inside as a 3-4 defensive end, and now you put Micah standing up on the outside, and now your 4-3 just became a 3-4. That 4-3, which again, I'll tell you, Rashawn Gary, LVN, Wyatt Wooden, and then the three linebackers, Edgerrin, Quay, and Parsons, now becomes a 3-4 where your three down linemen are Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wooden, and LVN with Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons standing up on the outside with Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper at off-ball linebacker. It's a beautiful 3-4. LVN, Wyatt, and Wooden are capable of playing those spots. LVN can easily kick in and play that 3-4 spot. So you have the ability to switch your formation. And likewise, if you start in that 3-4 look, all of a sudden, you kick LVN out at the last second, you put Parsons back, and now you're in a 4-3. There's some very fun things that you can do. I wouldn't even put it past. You line up in a 3-4, then you merge it to a 4-3, and now you move Edgerrin Cooper over into that like nickel slot role. Cooper is athletic enough and did that in college. You don't want to make a huge habit out of it, certainly not if they're like an 11 personnel or something like that. But now Cooper is in the slot, and you've got two off-ball linebackers still. You've got a four-man line. you're basically running a nickel personnel. If you're asking me, like, who can run that nickel position like the way that you want to, if Javon Bullard is like here, like Edgerrin Cooper can do a lot of the stuff that Javon Bullard would be doing in a base nickel formation in that slot spot. So when I tell you that the possibilities are endless to morph this from one defense to another, using that same group of players, you can go from a 3-4 to a 4-3 to just about a nickel in the blink of an eye. And that malleability is going to open up so much stuff for Jeff Hafley. So we've already just discussed two of these, 4-3 defensive end, 4-3 off-ball linebacker. And then we kind of broke into the 3-4 stuff as well, right? So he can be a 3-4 outside linebacker. You can utilize him, whether it's Rashawn Gary or LVN, whoever that other edge rusher is, as a stand-up outside linebacker in a 3-4. And then the other thing that you can do is you can use him as a 3-4 inside linebacker. That's another unique little wrinkle here. You probably don't need to do this and or maybe want to do this unless there's an injury to Quay Walker or Edgerrin Cooper. I think you're just better off putting them at the edge somewhere and letting them come in that direction. But I think what you could do is still put him, like, let's say Edgerrin Cooper's out for a game, right? You could still run that 3-4 sort of defense and let's say go, you know, Wyatt, Wooden, and Brooks on that defensive line, and then have Gary and LVN as your stand-up, you know, outside linebackers. And then you still have Parsons and Cooper, or Parsons and Quay, depending on who's injured or who you just want to play there, as your inside linebackers. He can easily give you that as well. There's a little bit, if you remember the Clay Matthews situation, where Matthews could line up as the outside linebacker in a 3-4 or as a pass rusher in a, you know, hand down in the dirt if he wanted to, or he could line up as an off-ball linebacker. There's a bit of that ability too with Micah Parsons. So if you ever did get into a situation where, let's say that LVN and Rashawn Gary were just on an absolute tear. LVN took a legitimate step forward. Rashawn Gary's having an unbelievable year. You want to use those guys as your rushers on the outside, again, on early downs especially. And if you want to put Parsons inside, you could easily utilize him there as well. So we're four down. You've got 4-3 defensive end, 4-3 off-ball linebacker, 3-4 outside linebacker, and a 3-4 inside linebacker. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Listen, you and I make decisions every single day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. With the addition of Micah Parsons, I have never been more hyped for football season. And not only should it be an epic season for Green Bay, but I'm looking forward to an even more epic season on Prize Picks. You better believe that I'm expecting a Micah Parsons sack right away against Detroit in Week 1. And I'll be keeping a very close eye on some other players this week as well, including Ja'Marr Chase, Baker Mayfield, and the newly engaged Travis Kelce. Now listen, Prize Picks is simple. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. One of the reasons I enjoy Prize Picks so much is their flex play feature, which means you can still cash on your lineup even if it isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today using code PACKADAY to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code PACKADAY to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. And don't forget that code PACKADAY. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. What's going on, everybody? We finally made it to football season, and that means it's grilling season as well. There's nothing like a lineup of delicious burgers and steaks to enhance your game day experience. That's why this year I did not mess around, and I went right to Omaha Steaks for their amazingly tender meat for this upcoming weekend. I am legitimately drooling over them already. I've had Omaha Steaks on numerous occasions, and there's nothing better to throw on the grill than their USDA certified tender steaks that are melt in your mouth delicious. And the best part is they are currently having a huge sale, so you can save site-wide on omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an additional $35 off with promo code PACKADAY at checkout. Trust me, take them up on this offer, use the code, and get some of their grass-fed, grain-finished beef, and just wait until you see the marbling on these things. You are going to be blown away. So get fired up for fall grilling with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use promo code PACKADAY at checkout. That's an extra $35 off with promo code PACKADAY at checkout. See site for details. The next one, nickel defensive end. I don't need to break this down anymore. It's basically your 4-3 defensive end, just one less linebackers on the field. It doesn't really change anything, but you can utilize him clearly there as well in a variety of ways in your nickel defense, but defensive end is one of those. You could also use him as a nickel linebacker. Talked about a little bit before, but let's say your front four is doing really, really well with Rashawn Gary and LVN and Devontae Wyatt and, you know, let's say Carl Brooks on the inside as a pass rushing group of four. You could put those four up front, and then you could put Micah Parsons and Edgerrin Cooper as your off-ball linebackers, or Micah Parsons and Quay Walker. Again, you can do a variety of different things here. This might be, again, precipitated by some sort of injury to an off-ball linebacker, but let's say you want to double up and let's say put Cooper and Parsons together and use some unique looks there. There's a lot that you could do with that. So you can still put a full four-man line together, Gary, Wyatt, Brooks, and LVN, and still utilize Micah Parsons in that off-ball linebacker role. Again, just opens up possibilities of different ways you could use him. And some of this stuff is clearly not going to be a go-to, like you're not going to use this a ton, but a wrinkle here and there. The reason that's important for Jeff Hafley, and we've talked about this, is teams are going to center in on Micah Parsons as to where is he, how can we double team him, how can we triple team him. If he's just at left defensive end the entire time, you know exactly where he's going to be. You can chip him, you can double him, etc. If he's lined up on any given spot at any given moment on any given play, it's a lot tougher to ID it, especially when you might be moving him around. And like I said, you can move him from defensive end to outside linebacker to inside linebacker, and you could actually move those pieces around. So just when you think you've got it covered, all of a sudden now he's at a different layer of the field. And that can certainly change things up as well as you're trying to really get your pass protection in order and try to make sure that you're accounting for him. Any last second movements might mess up everyone and somebody might be coming free or miss an assignment, and that can give you an advantage as a defense as well. All right, next up. Some of these are not just formations, but different ways that you can utilize them as well. And the next thing we need to talk about are twists and stunts within any scheme. There are some really unique twists and stunts that you can pull with this entire defensive front. Whether it is Edgerrin Cooper and Micah Parsons, you know, one comes inside, the other loops around him. Whether it's a three-man line where you've got maybe Gary and Wyatt, and then you could have Micah Parsons loop around both of them, and Gary and Wyatt are just going to take out as many offensive linemen as they can, and now Parsons loops inside, and then you could do it on the other side too, and now you've got Edgerrin Cooper looping inside, and now you've got Cooper and Parsons, you know, in this, you know, interior of the line from looping from outside to inside with everyone else kind of picking off their players. It's a five-man rush, but all of a sudden Cooper and Parsons are looking so much more dangerous because the offensive line's all askew and all over the place. That's going to give you some inherent advantages in those situations. So it doesn't just have to be a straight rush. It doesn't have to be a speed rush or a power rush. All the different ways that they can utilize twists, stunts, games up front, it's just going to open up those players for potentially even more success. And I really enjoyed some of the stuff that Jeff Hafley did last year in those situations. And now you've just got even more unique pieces as Edgerrin Cooper comes into his own. And now you've got Micah Parsons as well. The next one is the one that I am most excited by, and I just don't know what you do as an opposing defense. And that's the double A gap blitz. Let's think if you're in like third and 11, right? Third and eight, third and eight or above. And Green Bay comes up in a double A gap blitz. So if you're not familiar, okay, you've got your four-man defensive line and then two off-ball linebackers. But those two off-ball linebackers are both standing up right over the center. You're, I guess, like one to one side of the center, the other to the other side of the center. So if you're thinking you've probably got Gary and LVN as like wide defensive ends, and then Brooks and Wyatt just a little bit inside of them, and then right over to each shade of the center, you've now got a standing up Micah Parsons and a standing up Edgerrin Cooper. And this is terrifying for opposing offenses. And I mean terrifying, because you have two stud, unreal athlete, bash brother, inside linebackers now that are potentially going to come right up the middle as the center is trying to, you know, snap the ball and then get his head up and then go to block. And he's got to know exactly who he's taking. You're probably having to keep a running back in for protection in case one of those guys gets through. It just causes some real angst and anxiety. Just a double A gap in general. Teams are getting much better at defending it, but it's still a very difficult thing to kind of guard against because you don't even know if they're going to blitz or not anyway. If they do, you have to be prepared for it. And now you add on top of it that you've got arguably two of the best players, maybe the two best players in the NFL at coming right up the center in Micah Parsons and Edgerrin Cooper. And they're both at the same time right over center. It is frightening. It is beyond frightening. And now you can just blitz both of them. And even if they pick it up, you probably have Rashawn Gary or LVN or both one-on-one on the outside being able to collapse the pocket. That causes some chaos. Not to mention good pass rushers in Carl Brooks and Devontae Wyatt on the inside as well. But the other thing is that as you put those two players over center and the offense is panicking and adjusting their offensive line to make sure that they've guarded against that, you can also just drop those two players back in coverage. You fake a blitz and then you drop back. And now you've got two linebackers chilling in the middle of the field in zone, covering it up like you're, you know, and now you've got those two plus five defensive backs. You've got seven in coverage. They're trying to help inside because they think those two players are rushing. You're basically wasting players now trying to cover up the middle. And now you still have at least Rashawn Gary and probably LVN getting some single one-on-ones on the outside because everyone was so afraid of two players that didn't even end up rushing on the play. And that when I tell you that that is just the tip of the iceberg, there is so much more. You can creep up Xavier McKinney off the edge too. And then what are you going to do there? Are you going to account for, like, where are you going to put that running back? Are you going to put that running back on the outside so that if Xavier McKinney is coming off the edge, he's going to be able to go pick him up? Are you going to put that running back in front of the quarterback so if one of those double A-gappers comes through, he's going to be able to pick that up? It causes this Rubik's Cube of a nightmare. And what it ultimately can end up with for Green Bay is a mixed up offensive line and protection and just a pathway to destruction for that defensive front. I don't know where you begin as an offense to start picking that apart and figuring out how you want to attack that stuff. The truth is you probably just get the ball out of your hands and try to run some screen stuff to the outside. But, you know, Green Bay's gotten pretty good at covering those wide receiver screens as well. It just, and you end up in a no man's land. You just, the biggest thing for opposing offenses is just don't get in third and long situations because that's what you're going to have to deal with. It's just pain. It's just absolute pain. And trying to figure out what Green Bay is going to do, who's going to blitz, who's going to, you know, go drop back into coverage. It can be a major weapon for this Packers defense. All right, next up, you can use him as a quarterback spy. They've got some great quarterback spies. Quay Walker, Edgerrin Cooper, both more than capable of doing that. But this is just another piece in your arsenal. If you are going against Jaden Daniels in week two, and you want to make sure that he doesn't take off, maybe Micah starts out, you know, as on, you know, on the interior as like almost a defensive tackle. Gary and LVN on the sides, maybe Wyatt's your other rusher. Maybe, and you've got Quay and Cooper that they've got their own responsibilities doing whatever. You could just come with a three-man rush and Wyatt and, you know, LVN and Gary are going to just do a three-man rush. And now you take Parsons and drop him back and he's going to spy the quarterback. You've got seven in coverage, three rushing, Mike as the spy. Now Jaden Daniels can't find anything. Maybe Gary gets some pressure. Now he steps up into the pocket and guess who's waiting for him? Micah Parsons. More than athletic enough to spy pretty much any quarterback in the league and go make those plays. And we saw him have a lot of success against Jaden Daniels this past year. Next up is a 3-3-5. How about this little fun formation? Somebody brought this up in chat and off the top of my head, I'm like, I don't know if you want to utilize it. Then I did some more thinking on it. And I'm like, there's a really fun 3-3-5 that you can use. So how about this? How about LVN, Devontae Wyatt, Rashawn Gary as the front three? And this is probably obvious passing situation, right? So you've got Wyatt probably as kind of like the nose tackle, and then probably LVN and Gary kind of out wide. And then standing up, you've got Micah Parsons, Quay Walker, and Edgerrin Cooper. And those three, one of them's probably going to blitz, maybe two of them, maybe all three of them, maybe Gary drops out. But you now have, you know, two defensive ends wide, you know, probably kind of like a nose tackle here, but not really. It's more from a pass rushing standpoint in Wyatt, and then three off-ball linebackers. And you can also change that up at the last moment. So you could have Wyatt stay inside, then Gary and LVN pinch in. And all of a sudden, Cooper and Parsons go off the edge and it's like a 5-1-5. You could move one guy up So maybe you move Parsons up and maybe he just puts his hand in the dirt on the inside, or maybe you kick LVN inside. LVN and Wyatt are your defensive tackles, and then Gary and Parsons are your defensive ends. And it just basically morphs into a normal nickel defense, 4-2-5. Again, malleability, the illusion of complexity from a defensive side of things, just never being able to ID where Micah Parsons is going to go or what he's going to do on any given play. That is the huge benefit here. It's not just all of his pass rush stuff, which is also why you ultimately acquire him, but it's that you can put him at any of these spots and ask him to do almost anything, and he can still be successful with it. Number 12 is, how about a roamer? Just have him roam around. There's a possibility here where you basically say, all right, we're going to go with like a 4-1-5 in Micah Parsons, meaning Rashawn Gary, LVN, Devontae Wyatt, Carl Brooks are your front four. And then let's just say Edgerrin Cooper is your linebacker. You could do something like that. And then Micah Parsons just gets a blank check. Hey, pre-snap, do whatever you want. You can blitz if you feel like you have the right opportunity. You can spy. You can go back into coverage. Also, like, just move around the line and figure out where you think the best angle to attack is from. Just go. Just get to the quarterback. Go hunt. However you want to do it. You have a free pass to do whatever you want at any moment. You've got sort of your... It's basically like a five-man rush, but Micah gets the opportunity to just say, hey, where do you want to line up over? And you can kind of move one of those guys to the side if he wants, or maybe he can feign a blitz and go back in coverage, or maybe he can fake to go in coverage and then come on a delayed blitz. Just let him roam, like kind of freestyle it. What do you think is going to be best in that moment? You think you have an opportunity to get to the quarterback? Get to the quarterback. You don't think you're going to get there? Drop back into coverage. Or if it's a mobile quarterback, become a spy. Just let him kind of have that autonomy by just roaming around, figuring things out pre-snap, and just go making plays. I think sometimes just putting your playmakers and saying, hey, just go. Don't overthink it. Just whatever you feel is right on the play, go and do it. There's a fun aspect of that you certainly could do it. And just having him kind of roam anywhere pre-snap and have that blank check to do what he wants, there's, I think, some fun stuff that you can do there as well. This is the really fun one. All right. How about we bring back the true NASCAR 1-5-5 package? So you've got Devontae Wyatt lining up as your lone defensive lineman, probably right over the center. Okay. Then standing up on the play, you have Rashawn Gary, LVN, Micah Parsons, Edgerrin Cooper, and Quay Walker. And this is another one where you kind of just have guys roaming around. You can't really identify who the Mike is. You can't identify what some of this stuff is and who's blitzing and who's staying and who's going into coverage. But on any given play, all five might blitz on the play. You're probably going to get, you know, Devontae Wyatt and two others at least to get a three-man rush, but it could come from any direction at any time for any reason. And you kind of have that planned out ahead of time, but they're all going to look like they could be anywhere at any moment. I'm all for it. I think there's so much that you can do with a look like that. And all five of those are super athletic players that can do a variety of different things. Even if you needed Gary and LVN to kind of just stay in coverage, it's not probably ideal, but it's not impossible either. You know, teams are probably going to guess that Gary and LVN are two of the people that are going to blitz along with Wyatt, but it doesn't have to be that case either. So 1-5-5, five defensive backs, Wyatt as your nose tackle, and then five stand-up players in Gary, LVN, Parsons, Cooper, and Quay. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, I have to tell you about this new game-changing product that I've been using before a big night out called Prealcohol. Now, ZBiotics Prealcohol Prebiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered prebiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's a buildup of this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for rough days after drinking. Prealcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. So just remember to make Prealcohol your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Now listen, I get it. I was a bit on the fence about Prealcohol initially myself, but I've now used it for a bachelor party, the college basketball tournament, and recently for a friend's epic 40th birthday party, and I'm legit telling you, it's the real deal. And guess what? Summer is here, which means more opportunities to celebrate the warm weather. And before that backyard barbecue brew, glass of Pinot watching the sunset at the beach, or a cocktail by the campfire, don't forget your Z-Biotics pre-alcohol. Drink one before drinking and wake up feeling great and ready to take on that next day and all that summer has to offer. Go to zbiotics.com/packaday to learn more and get 15% off your first order when you use code PACKADAY at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/packaday and use the code PACKADAY at checkout for 15% off. Make sure to support our sponsors and use that code PACKADAY.
For like a speed nickel. You've got Gary, Parsons, LVN, and Oliver on your defensive front. Now we need to get Colin Oliver back from PUP and show that he can actually be a player in this league, etc. But the idea of this is really tantalizing. Then you've got Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker at linebacker. So Gary and Oliver on the outsides, with Parsons and LVN on the insides. We've seen LVN be able to kick inside. We have seen Micah Parsons in Dallas be able to kick inside. Now you've got Gary and Oliver. You've got so many ways that you can utilize this. LVN maybe picking off someone for Oliver. Oliver looping inside. Parsons and Gary can do a twist, or you can just try to bull rush from any given side. Like, again, pick your poison. Pick whatever you want to do. Like, it's to the point from Jeff Hafley and Green Bay's defensive side of things where you can just go have fun with stuff. You don't even need to like overthink it. Just whatever you call, it has the opportunity to be successful. But a really fun, fast defensive end group with all four of those players, Gary, Parsons, LVN, and Oliver, is really intriguing, with Cooper and Quay still as the linebackers. Just so much speed up front in that front six. And then your five defensive backs behind it. That's another one where if it's a third and long situation and you've got maybe Oliver just speed rushing off the edge with Gary bull rushing off the other edge, and who knows what LVN and Parsons are doing from the inside. Man, just so many different ways to get fun matchups for your defense. Next up is a 3-by-1. You do see this from time to time with Green Bay. So it's a 4-man front, but instead of like evening it out where you've got, you know, two defensive ends on the outside, two defensive tackles on the inside, you've got three players that are aggressively slanted on one side with one on the other. And how I could see this being utilized here is you've got LVN on one side. You could also do Rashawn Gary, but I like Gary on the other side a little bit better. But LVN is one side, just kind of collapsing the pocket from that one side. And then on the other side, you've got Rashawn Gary, LVN, and Micah Parsons. Or Rashawn Gary, Edgerrin Cooper, and Micah Parsons. I think I like that one even more. And from that side, all three of them are going to rush from a single angle, basically. And then all three of them can sort of branch off in different directions where they can all loop around each other, or they can just come at you straight ahead as a, you know, with like bull rush. It just, again, causes headaches for the offense of how are they going to go about actually rushing from those, that three aggressively slanted spots way on the outside. You know, who's going to loop inside? Does one of them drop off into coverage? It might look like a 3-by-1, and it might just be two players rush from that edge. And then you've got LVN and maybe a corner blitzes off the other side, so it still ends up being a 2-by-2. Just chaos. Just absolute, pure, unadulterated, fun chaos from the Packers defense. The next one I should mention is, yes, you can utilize them just as a run defender. 4-3 defensive end, 3-4 outside linebacker, nickel defensive end. He is more than capable of setting the edge. He is more than capable of being a good run defender. I don't think he's like epic as a run defender, as a edge setter, anything like that. I don't think you're going to be putting him in your top 15 of run defending defensive ends, but he's nowhere near bad. It's not like it's a weakness for Green Bay or a weakness for Micah Parsons. I still think in general, it's bad business to want to run or throw with having to beat that player. If teams want to try to make a living of running right at Micah Parsons over and over and over again, so be it. He's eventually just going to create tackles for loss, force fumbles. He's just too talented. It's going to catch up with you eventually. So yeah, try to wear him down if you want. And as I said earlier, they have that option if they just want to move him to off-ball linebacker, if he's starting to get worn down a little bit as a run defender. But he is more than fine as a run defender as well. And if you just want to use him there, you can definitely do that also. Next up is zone drops. I think maybe one of the things that gets lost from time to time is that if you do want to drop a player into coverage, whether it's from a 4-3 defensive end spot or a 3-4 outside linebacker, I know we joke all the time about Preston Smith, the corner, but Preston Smith was the guy that they would utilize to drop into coverage. A lot of times they haven't had that quite as much. Rashawn Gary can't really do that as much. LVN can't really do that as much. Enigbari can do a little bit. Colin Oliver ideally could do that, but they haven't had that guy since trading away Preston. Now Micah is easily that guy. You can drop him back into coverage and he's a legit coverage linebacker from that spot and easily the best one on the team to do it. So if there's a rusher that you want to drop off into coverage, it's probably Micah. Now, you don't necessarily want to lose Micah as the pass rusher, but if you do need somebody to drop in coverage, Micah is more than capable of doing it. Next is as an interior rusher. We haven't even talked this much about it, whereas if he's in any of these, you know, nickel defenses and you just want to put him in the hand in the dirt like a defensive tackle in obvious passing situations, he's really good at that too. There's a pressure against Philly, a sack against Philly this past year, where he's lined up just as like Devontae Wyatt would be as a three technique on an obvious passing down, beats the guard immediately and goes and gets a sack on Jalen Hurts. That's another way to utilize him. It just doesn't have to be as a defensive end, either stand up or hand in the dirt. Just move him into like a defensive tackle spot. Guess what? He can do that too. Next up, line him up over the team's weakest defender. Don't overcomplicate things if you don't need to. All you have to do on any given play is say, Who's the weak link? They did this with Za'Darius Smith, right? Like, who's their weakest offensive lineman? Oh, it's their right guard. Guess who's lining up over right guard? Oh, it's their left guard. Guess who's lining up against the left guard? Center, offensive tackle, doesn't matter. Whoever along that offensive line is the fish, who's the weakest link, who's the fresh meat, whatever you want to call it, guess who's going over top? Micah Parsons. Whether it's hand in the dirt, standing up over the top of him, it doesn't matter. On an obvious passing down, you can put him at any of those spots, identify their weakest offensive lineman, and have Micah Parsons look right at him and say, good luck, kid. Coming right at you. Don't have to overcomplicate it either. Of all the, there's a lot of unique, complex stuff that you can do here. Some of the simplest stuff sometimes is the stuff that works absolutely best. Same thing that we're kind of talking about here, but that sort of stand up over center, Za'Darius Smith role. You know, we've seen guys like do like the crossover beforehand. Miles Garrett did it in Cleveland last year. Rashawn Gary tried to do it with not much success, if I'm being honest. Good luck. Now you've got the best player in the league to go out and do that. Just stand him up over center and say, we're going one-on-one. So if just to take a step back here, what this does, okay? In this situation, where I don't think we're going to see very many five-man offensive lines against Green Bay, but if you have, let's say, LVN, Rashawn Gary, Devontae Wyatt, Carl Brooks as your four-man line, and then Micah Parsons standing up over center, if they have five-man protection and you've got five defensive, you know, like basically five defensive linemen with Micah lined up right over center, you're getting one-for-one everywhere. Rashawn's going to get a one-on-one, LVN's going to get a one-on-one, Brooks and Wyatt, and then, of course, Micah Parsons against the center as well. And it just makes it so that center can't help anywhere else. They're immediately, you know, trying to get to the quarterback, all five of them. It doesn't overcomplicate things. You still have six players in coverage. And I just don't think offensive lines are going to be able to hold up against that. I think that if you get a 5-on-5 that way, and they actually put five people out in the route, it is a huge advantage for Green Bay. I just don't think any offensive line in the league is surviving that for more than a few seconds. Somebody's going to get home in that look. So stand them up over center, get one-on-ones almost everywhere, or force them to keep a tight end and or a running back in to help protect as well. But that's another way that you can put him in a spot to be successful. Number 21, we are up to. Yeah, just think of this. 21, decoy. That's the other thing too. If you start getting to the point where he is causing so much chaos that teams are just overcompensating for it. All right, Micah's just destroying our right tackle every single play. They're not doing anything fancy. He's at left end. Our right tackle can't block him. We've tried our backup right tackle. He can't block him either. So we're having to keep a tight end and a running back into chip. And we're basically accounting three guys to Micah Parsons. Awesome. Guess what? Feign a blitz and go back and cover. Now you've got three guys that are, you know, basically set up to do nothing. And you're basically going 11-on-8 the rest of the way. These are somewhat hyperbolic, right? Like it's not going to be with any sort of regularity that you might get something by like this. But if you all of a sudden see that teams are throwing a ton of attention at him, all right, drop him into coverage. because they're going to say, and they'll have plans for that too, right? Like if he drops into coverage, if this, then this, right? Then you'll go and block somebody else. But it kind of ruins your entire plan. If they're just asking all of those resources to be cognizant of Micah Parsons, and then he fakes a rush and all three of those players react to it, or even if it's two and they react to it, then he goes back into coverage. Well, now you've got those two players that are assigned to Micah Parsons who can't block him because he's back in coverage. And now maybe you've got a corner like, you know, Nate Hobbs coming off the edge on the other side. They're not looking for him because they're worried about Micah Parsons. You can use him as a decoy in some real instances as well. Just one more thing that Micah can do for you. That's my list, okay? I'll recap it one more time in just a moment. But if you think I had fun thinking up those things, and if you think it was, you know, easy for me to come up with 21 different ways to utilize Micah Parsons, imagine what Jeff Hafley is doing right now. Because Jeff Hafley will forget more about football than I will ever know, and he has got things that I have never even dreamt up in my wildest dreams, probably down in his notebook for Micah Parsons right now. My list is as a 4-3 defensive end, 4-3 off-ball linebacker, 3-4 outside linebacker, 3-4 inside linebacker, nickel defensive end, nickel linebacker, using him on twists and stunts on any given play, utilizing him in double A-gap blitzes, quarterback spy, utilizing him in a 3-3-5 as a roamer, in a 1-5-5, a NASCAR nickel or a fast-paced four-man defensive front, a 3-by-1 as a run defender, using him in zone drops, as an interior rusher, lining up over their weakest defender, standing him up over center, and utilizing him as a decoy, and then where I started off at the beginning, in any freaking way you want. He is an elite chess piece and a unique multi-formational superstar that Jeff Hafley is about to have an absolute field day with. That is going to do it for me today. Thank you so much for joining me. Cannot wait to be back tomorrow chatting all things Green Bay Packers with you guys again, 365 days a year. Wherever you get your favorite podcast, make sure to like, subscribe, comment, give those 5-star reviews. It helps the channel a ton. Shout out to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Brandon Paletta, Boom Handle, Donald Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Alex Wong, Peter Rataka, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Gasford, Dylan Patscott, SoCal Pack, Chris Rager, Izzy Roberts, Ian Ewing, Carlo Delgado, Willie Winkle-Stinkle, Jen Wright, The Gable Storm, Pack Attack Cast, Chris Weish, Craig, John D. Metropolis, Hayden Radomski, Devin Lang, Gonzusa, and Alexander Newell. I'll see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go.